This is Red Nepal MT Ka Prasad Khadka with news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says government is effortful to achieve self-reliance and generate employment opportunities through quality education. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhog reaffirms government's commitment to sustainable development and good governance. Kathmandu Gurkhas and Chiton Rhinos register victory in today's NPL matches. And South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol suspended after MPs vote to impeach him. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says government is effortful to achieve self-reliance and generate employment opportunities within the country through quality education. Addressing the first session of the 38th convocation ceremony of the Kathmandu University, KU, at Dhulikhel today, Prime Minister Oli, who is also the Chancellor of KU, stressed on the need for catering quality education to create jobs. He also reiterated that the students should be linked to employment via education, for which collaboration and coordination could be established with the model universities. Prime Minister Oli also argued that the skills and accountability in students help shape identity of citizens and the nation. On the occasion, director at the Indian Institute of Technology in Patna, Trilok Nath Singh, argued that trade, education and research could be further expanded for common progress and sustainable development of Nepal and India. A total of 1,265 graduates from various faculties were ordained on the occasion. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhog has asserted that the government is committed to establishing sustainable development, peace, security and good governance in the country. At a press meet organized by Nepal Press Union at Nawalprasi, Bardaghat, Susta East today, Minister Lekhog said that the UML Nepali Congress coalition government was formed after the developmental activities could not take place. On the different note, the Home Minister mentioned that the recent China visit of Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli was successful, adding that Nepal has harmonious and cordial relations with the neighboring countries. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh assured that the development of infrastructures and construction works could be advanced on the basis of priority, need and importance. Talking to journalists at Bharatpur Airport in Chitwan today, Deputy Prime Minister Singh reiterated to expedite the development works on the basis of priority and need rather than initiating works without any plans. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithibi Subba Gurung has argued that the instability in politics has adversely affected national economy. At a program organized by the Nepal Association of Financial Journalists, NAFIS, marking its 15th Annual General Assembly in Kathmandu today, Minister Gurung reiterated the national economy was overshadowed by the unstable politics. Minister Gurung, also a spokesperson of the government, said that the current government emphasized addressing the issues surfaced in revenue collection and expenditure system. The Kathmandu Metropolitan City KMC has honored 10 different individuals with 150,000 rupees each on the occasion of its 30th establishment day. At a program organized by KMC today, folk singer Kumar Basnet, painter Kiran Mananda, Dr. Arun Sayami, former mayor of KMC, P.L. Singh, artist Narendra Kansarkar, literature Mallake Sundar were honored. Other personalities honored by KMC are taekwondo player Sangina Baide, volleyball player Pratibha Mali, ultra-marathon runner Meena Roy and cricketer Gyanendra Malla. Addressing the same program, Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav said that the Kathmandu Metropolitan City has made its folks feel that the government is at their doorstep. Similarly, Mayor Balendra Shah said his attention has now been focused to build a livable metropolis for the citizens of all 77 districts. The Kathmandu Valley has witnessed its coldest day of this winter today, with the minimum temperature recorded at 2 degrees Celsius. According to the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology's Weather Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature on Friday was 3.1 degrees Celsius, which further dropped to 2 degrees Celsius today. The bulletin released by the department this morning highlighted the sharp decline in the temperature in the valley as well as other parts of the country, with the mercury plummeting this low. Residents of the Kathmandu Valley have experienced chillier climate today. According to the division, the temperature plunged to minus 7.2 degrees Celsius in Jumla district today, marking the lowest temperature recorded so far this winter in the country. This news comes to you from Didi Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ए छोरा के छ हाल खबर पढाई कस्तो चलदै छ
सबै राम्रै चलदै छ अनि त्यहाँ के छ बुवा
यहाँ पनि सबै राम्रो छ ल तेरो आमासँग कुरा गर
पर्दैन पर्दैन किन धेरै पैसा खर्च गर्नुहुन्छ
किन टेन्सन लिन्छस् बाबु हामी जस्ताको लागि एनटीसी को कॉल इन्डिया प्याक छदै छ नि इन्डिया कॉल गर्न त कस्तो सस्तो पो छ त त्यसमा
ल त्यसो भए ढुक्कले कुरा गरौं न त
सेवा सुचारु गर्नका लागि एस्ट्रिक 14 15 हैश डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol has been impeached by the National Assembly over his short-lived attempts to impose martial law, a move that plunged South Korea into political turmoil halfway through his presidency. According to Al Jazeera, a total of 204 MPs approved the motion to impeach Yoon, the second such vote in 8 days. Three members abstained and 8 votes were declared invalid. With this impeachment, Yoon is automatically suspended from office while South Korea's constitutional court deliberates his fate. Prime Minister Han Duk-soo is taking over as the interim president. The vote was done by the secret ballot with 2/3 of the votes required for impeachment. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who is on an unannounced tour to the Middle East, met Iraqi Prime Minister Mohammed Sia al-Sudani in Baghdad on Friday to discuss the future of neighboring Syria. Blinken's visit to Baghdad was the first final stop on his Middle East tour following the toppling of President Bashar al-Assad's government in Syria. The Secretary of State underscored the U.S. commitment to Iraq's security, stability and sovereignty. According to Al Jazeera, Blinken and al-Sudani also discussed the need for Syria's transition from dictatorship to democracy to be inclusive and protective of all minorities. Now some sports updates. Kathmandu Gurkhas has defeated Pokhara Avengers by 6 wickets in today's first match of the Nepal Premier League NPL cricket tournament. In the match held at TU Cricket Ground in Kirtipur, Kathmandu Gurkhas won the match in 14.1 overs at the loss of 4 wickets. Pokhara Avengers posted a 139-run victory target before Kathmandu Gurkhas. Earlier invited to bat first after losing the toss, Pokhara Avengers made 138 runs at the loss of 8 wickets in the allotted 20 overs. Meanwhile, in the second match, Chitwan Rhinos defeated Janakpur Bulls by 32 runs. Janakpur Bulls failed to chase the target of 181 runs. The team was packed in 18 overs and scored only 148 runs. Earlier, Chitwan Rhinos scored 180 runs in 20 overs with the loss of 5 wickets. With Chitwan's victory, the possibility of Biratnagar Kings and Pokhara Avengers to enter the playoff has ended. Lumini Lions' journey for playoff has already ended. Now, Kathmandu and Biratnagar Kings will face each other tomorrow on Sunday, which will determine the top 4 teams of the NPL. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be mainly throughout the country. The current weather is influenced by the westerly wind. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says government is effortful to achieve self-reliance and generate employment opportunities through quality education. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak reaffirms government's commitment to sustainable development and good governance. Kathmandu Gurkhas and Chitwan Rhinos register victory in today's NPL matches. and South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol suspended after MPs vote to impeach him. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this help, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.